thank you. Tonight I want to invite Troop 67 from Aldersgate. They will come and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's give these young men a big hand.
States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Bell.
Here.
Cole.
Here.
Cartier.
Here.
Mr.
Diller. Here.
Mr. Holmes.
Here.
Mr. Hunter.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Vetta.
Here.
Mr. Shelton.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Peters.
Here.
Mr. Padgett.
Here.
Mr. Wine.
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Approval minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes for the meeting October 3rd, 2015?
October 13th, 2015 minutes.
Yes.
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements from members of council tonight? Any announcements from members of council? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances none. We'll now have reports from select and special committees, beginning with the Finance Committee. Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, Finance Committee met 138 for a conference room today. We reviewed issues on this evening's agenda, had a presentation from the possible financial investment advisor, UBS, and should they end up getting all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, which I guess there's a lot of them, they will be presenting quarterly statements to County Council.
Thank you, Councilmember Smiley. Land use, Councilmember Retta.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we had a meeting upstairs, and we had five items on the agenda, and I believe one of them will be on there tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Tackler, do you have anything?
No, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Boards and Commission Subcommittee, the Boards and Commission Subcommittee, we met last Tuesday. We reviewed potential board members and discussed another process going forward to make sure that the process is smooth, efficient, and effective. We did review some resumes, and we identified some openings that are our selections versus the executive office selections. Ms. Dilley, you have anything, Ms. Co-Chair?
Other than saying that I think our subcommittee is very transparent, we don't post resumes online until people are vetted, because people, sometimes we get folks who come in for one position, they're more appropriate for another, and I think that at that point at which we know where they're going to be placed, and it's approved by both council and the executive branch, everyone has the ability to see those resumes.
Thank you, Councilmember Diller. The executive committee, we met today at 4 o'clock. We heard from the appointment, Ms. Karen Anderson, who is a candidate for the County Historic Review Board. Also, we had in-depth and passionate conversation and discussion around R-1593, R-1589, and 1503, all which will be voted on tonight. President Pro Tem Hollins, do you have anything to add to the Executive Committee?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Now I move on to consent calendar. Any member of the Council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it would not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, and they are available in the back of this room as well as online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the calendar.
Resolution Resolution 1576, congratulating and recognizing the students of the Young Writers Workshop. Resolution 15177, congratulating and recognizing the community service coordinators and site liaisons of the Young Writers Workshop. Resolution 15178, honoring the life of Will Passmore and expressing condolences to his family and friends. Resolution 15179, congratulating Daniel Tabor Smith for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 13, yes.
Well, thank you, Madam Clerk. Any presentations tonight?
Yes, Mr. President.
Mr. Street, please come forth.
Mr. President, I ask for you to join me and I ask the, all the young writers and the staff who work within them and that are being recognized tonight to come forward.
Sponsors will hand them out to you before you leave. Each one has
your name highlighted. Yours has your name highlighted. Is that okay?
Thank you, Ms. Streeter, congratulating you, honoring these outstanding young people. Let's give them another big hand. You know, all young people need leadership, and leadership they can depend on, model, and certainly someone who can coordinate and bring the kind of leadership to this group in the persons of service coordinators and site liaisons of the Young Writers Workshop. I too will read resolution number 15177. And after reading the resolution, I will call the names. I'll do my best to try to do both names. If not, I'll do the best I can. Whereas on December 1, 2014, Newcastle County Department of Community Service and the Friends of the Newark Library collaborated to create the Young Writers Workshop Program. And whereas the Young Writers Program focuses on disadvantaged youth in Newcastle County, the purpose of this workshop is to expand the minds of children from kindergarten to eighth grade. And whereas there were eight different workshops throughout Newcastle County, each of the sites had a designated community services coordinator and a site liaison. And whereas the community services coordinator oversaw the book development process, provided supplies and resources that were needed to complete the books successfully. The site liaison is a resident from the community who volunteered their time to assist the youth in this process. And whereas both the community service coordinator and the site liaison proudly worked with these children to bring out their creativity and special character that could assist them in becoming the future leaders of our community. Now therefore, be resolved by and for County Council of Newcastle County, and Newcastle County Council hereby recognizes and thanks the following professional women for helping the young writers complete their books and celebrate all for a job well done. Carol Doherty, Carrie Corbin, Taya Diana, Stephanie Rizzo, Sophia Hansen, Sheila Carlisle, and Corinthia Pierce.
Their time. So, you know, it's what we talk about and what we believe in terms of giving back. So thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to honor these children. They all work very hard. And we had a leader within our department. And that's the give her a round of applause. Manager that oversaw the process. And if I can ask Ron Handy from Boys and Girls Club, Roseville Community Center,
yay,
to come over. You were so patient. This is a new program, a new initiative. It started out of my kitchen and taking it out in different community areas. It's a transition. You were so patient and welcoming. And someone can hold up the Joe Biden story book. These kids, it was amazing, and I wanted to present these to you. These are children. These are letters from the White House from Vice President Joe Biden.
All right, go do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to look in the back.
Let's commend all the honorees again. Let's give them another big hand. Congratulations. We shall proceed with the agenda. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. R15-180. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution 15-180 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 15-180, plan of Rockwood 1A, Newcastle 100, south side of Route 40. East and west of Rockwood Road, major land development plan that proposes 438 apartment units, NCAP zoning.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This particular plan was discussed in detail at our most recent land use meeting. The parcel will be developed in accordance with the original record plan. And I might add that during this process, we have received no adverse comments or opposition from any of the neighboring communities. This particular project and its existing apartments are very well maintained, and it is walkable, bikeable, as we talk about. To some of the local shopping. The only thing that this project and others fall short of is what, and it's not any fault to the project, but we read in the newspaper about Delaware being one of the most dangerous states for pedestrians, and along that Route 40 corridor, it's a dark and lonely road. So even though we build them, we try to get them built to be walkable, bikeable, and have infrastructure. The lighting along some of these roadways and some of the sidewalks and everything remain very poor throughout several areas of this county and the state. So, but overall, this project is on point, and like I say, no public adversity against the project.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Any questions or comments from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Yeh?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R15-180 is approved. R15-181, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R15-181 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 15-181 to rename the residential subdivision recorded as Scotch Hills at Wilton, an apartment complex located on the east side of Wilton Boulevard, approximately 2,400 feet north of U.S. Route 40 to Sophia's Place West. Tax parcel number 10029-40271.
Mr. Smiley.
Wait a minute, I think I'm getting a song.
Someone, please.
Somebody hit the light behind
me. Oh, I thought I was getting a sign.
Like the lower
Hold on a second. Last council member, those of you standing in the exits, it's illegal to stand in the exit doors. Please either move out of the exit, sir, or please have a seat. Thank you so much. Mr. Smiley?
Well, with that being said, as per title.
Any comments or questions from council? Public comment. Senator, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. R15-181 is approved. R15-182, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that R15-182 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 15-182 to rename the residential subdivision recorded as Stonebridge Apartments, an apartment complex located on the east side of Wilton Boulevard, approximately 1,600 feet north of U.S. Route 40 to Sophia's Place East, tax parcel number 10029-40414.
Mr. Smiley.
As per time.
Council. Public comment. CNN, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cardia.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 7 yes.
R15-182 is approved. R15-183, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that resolution 15-183 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption. Second.
Resolution 15183, authorizing the county executive to execute a sales agreement and other documents necessary to purchase property located in Newcastle, Delaware at 224 Hillview Avenue, tax parcel number 10010205 33, to be used for the Route 9 library and other related educational and community purposes.
Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. This property is depicted in the picture in front of us on the screen, and this is the view from the east. And this is the property on the corner of Hillview and Newcastle Avenue, which is the only thing left next to the two properties that we've already purchased to build a library. What you can't see from this, and regrettably I could not show, is that the two parcels that face Newcastle Avenue, one of the parcels runs all the way on a square, so that there's a square of the property we already own to the left in this picture of this building. So this will complete the ownership of property in that, and combine the three parcels to make room for the library. And the argument that I made today, and I remain steadfast in, it just makes no, even though we're paying above market value for it, it's a question of what it's worth to us in terms of pursuing this project. And it just makes no sense whatsoever to build a library that's going to cost $20 million or more and have it next to this property. And I had asked in the executive committee meeting if the administration, once I put this picture up, could tell me if there's any property that the county currently owns that has property next to it that's in this kind of disarray. And if anybody in the administration can answer that for me, I'd appreciate it.
Anyone from the administration prepared to address Councilman Street's concerns, issues, or questions? Seeing none, Councilman Street.
Well, I'm going to make the assumption in the absence of somebody saying that we do own property that has property next to it that's in this kind of disarray, then my argument would be we need to buy that too. But to my knowledge, we don't have a comparable kind of situation. And there was good discussion, good debate in committee meeting about the acquisition of this property, which we're paying above the market value for. But again, it's a matter of how much is it worth to us, and it's an investment. So I think it's very much needed. And the administration did a good job in negotiating this from which started between $500,000 and $600,000 down to the current price that they negotiated to pay for it.
Thank you, Councilman. Before we hear from Councilmember co-sponsor Hollins, if he chooses to speak, again, I repeat, if you're standing in the exit doors, by law, you cannot stand in the exit doors. Please, there are plenty of seats available. Thank you so much. Officer, could you make sure no one stands in the exit doors? Thank you. Mr. Hollins, do you have anything to add as co-sponsor?
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I'm very pleased to be co-sponsor to purchase this particular piece of property to complete the purchase for the site to make certain that we have a very positive and progressive product going forward. It's more than just a library. It is a educational facility which would be visited primarily by a lot of young people. This particular property represents blight in the area. I think a perfect analogy was made earlier this afternoon when we had the discussion is that quite frequently when you're going to invest in a location or a site, there is other costs associated with that in order to make certain that the site is going to facilitate the use that you have in mind. And I think that's the case here, even though there is going to be an additional cost beyond and above what the assessment, the appraised value is, it's more than likely when a government is involved with a particular location that the price does go up. It's just a matter of doing business. It's a matter of reality in terms of where we are. But the fact remains that I don't think that we would make a $20 million investment and then have blight on the adjoining property. The other part about this is that I know it's been mentioned that, well, we can deal with blight in the normal way we deal with blight. But even with dealing with blight, it also means that it is an additional cost to the taxpayers in Newcastle County. Furthermore, if this site were to remain, we don't know exactly what the future permitted uses will be. So by purchasing this property, we can guarantee what future uses will be. By not purchasing this property with the current zoning, it could be used for other types of things that would be detrimental to the investment that we're making here. So I think it makes all the sense in the world to continue with the investment that we have already made here in a very modest manner to make certain that the investment that we are committed to is not in vain. So I remain supportive of this particular purchase of this property, and I think it's the right thing for us to do.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. I agree with my two colleagues, Council Members Street and Hollins, that this is a great opportunity to make a critical investment to prevent further blight on Route 9. I say that as Council President, as also as pastor on Route 9 of Canaan Baptist Church. I see the blight every day. I see the prostitution. I see the houses of ill repute, those hotels and others. And this would help us to move the ball down the field in terms of future investment and guarantee that future blight would not be connected or adjacent to this tremendous library innovation center that will be built to give real hope, economic uplift, educational empowerment, and give the kids and others access to close the digital divide. So I am, as a co-sponsor, I'm wholeheartedly supporting this legislation. Any other comments or questions from Council?
Mr. President, just for information purposes, and I will have comments after I hear from other Council members, but number one, I appreciate the comments from both you and co-sponsor Holland, but although I'm not technically inclined, Mr. Guy was able to show aerial Google view and forward it to Mr. Bull. And if you look on the screen, the brown parcels are the parcels that we have purchased for the library, which circled, and I don't know what color that is, blue, green. That's the parcel we're talking about buying. And if you see, one of the parcels goes out behind that parcel, so it's a square that we're purchasing. And on that side, on the Hillview side, there would be an entrance to the library and, of course, an entrance on Newcastle Avenue. So given the aerial photo, here again, I think is a better way of showing. This just makes good common sense in terms of good planning to acquire that property and just have it all for the purpose of building the Library Innovation Center. So I wanted to, and it was suggested that it be shown this way, so it's being shown.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley and Mr. Weiner.
Yes, Mr. President, I appreciate it. We have some good spirited debate today. We have some good discussions. Unfortunately, because of the time constraints, believe it or not, I didn't get to say everything that was on my mind. So I want to quickly reference something that for me personally is important that I speak to those in attendance this evening. During the meetings and some of the discussions, a couple of inferences were made that the impact of some votes tonight could weigh on future elections. For me, I have to tell everyone, getting reelected has never, will never weigh on the way I vote. I look at the facts, I look at the information, I look at my constituency, and that's my responsibility. You need to always remember there's people on two sides of the subject. Tonight, there are people that would want me to vote for something. Next, in 2 weeks, they may want me to vote against something. If others had called me to imply that they would work against my reelection if I didn't vote for it, would they then want me to vote the opposite way? And I've said for years, the only way to please everyone is to sit on the fence. And I've never been a fence sitter, and I'm not going to start tonight. So I just want to make it clear. I will always, always vote my mind and what I think is the best interest of New Castle County. Because you know what? This seat isn't mine. It belongs to the residents of New Castle County, and whenever they deem they want it back, they will have the right to take it back. But until then, I'm going to fulfill my responsibility and my oath of office. That being said, we hold public meetings so that the public become aware of what we're doing. But every once in a while, we learn something. In the meeting where we discussed this, and I dropped the ball on this, I was at the ribbon cutting and everything else, but never realized until the issue of the road over Hillview came up that this parcel went all the way out to that, and we had a responsibility for that. Because I'm going to tell you, until tonight, I was comfortable that people traveling northbound on Route 9, and I'm one of them, would turn right into the library. That's over on the left. We could put screening, trees, whatever. But they would turn right into this beautiful new library. But listening today and finding out about the road improvements required and that our parcel goes out, then it's very clear. You've got people going north, and most of those coming south, they will be turning across, and the first thing they will see going to the library is going to be that corner parcel. I'm not happy with what we're paying for it. I wasn't involved in the negotiation when it's supposed to be, but lesson learned, I hope, going forward. But because of that parcel that's going to be, from what I understand, the main entrance and exit from Delgat, I'm going to vote and support this purchase. And at the risk of being rude, which I do rather well, I hope the person who owns the property, I hope his heirs enjoy the money shortly after settlement. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
You got the word, huh?
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I intend to support this resolution, and I recognize that it's a matter of fact that when government is a purchaser, the seller often sees an opportunity to negotiate more than fair market value. So it is simply standard operating procedure that government, so it's not viewed as constitutionally violating property rights through a taking, that an additional sum ends up being the final price of government. In this case, we were told that the price started at $600,000, so kudos to the county negotiators that got it down as close as they did to its fair market value.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Any other comments or questions from Council? Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to be abstaining from this vote tonight. I don't think that government should work under the assumption that it's matter of fact that when government wants something, everybody can jack up the price. I have asked for the appraisal on this property through other staff people who I know were talking to the attorney. We
to my knowledge, no one has ever seen this appraisal. I think we had a right to see that, and I just cannot condone paying 40% more for a piece of property that is just not worth that. I feel that government is just being taken advantage, and ethically, that just does not make sense to me. I understand the concept. I understand that they want the extra parcel. Having it or not having it will not affect the building of this library, which I have been supportive of all along. But unfortunately, I just can't in clear conscience pay somebody who basically tried to hold us hostage for 40% more. If he started out at $600,000+ and the property was appraised at $188,000, as we're being told, that is absolutely unethical in my mind. We got him down to $265,000. Still, as far as I'm concerned, not an ethical practice.
Councilmember Diller, Councilmember Bell, and Councilmember Hollins.
I can't vote for this. And I have to be honest. I think you have given every property owner on the Route 9 corridor, and I agree with Mr. Bell, that we do need to do more redevelopment in this area, but the problem is you've just given everybody license to jack up their prices if you do this. This is the same reason I want to pay $6 million for farmland preservation. I have to tell you, I'm not voting for this and I'm not voting for that. And if anybody, we've never seen the appraisal for this, and quite simply, this doesn't, I can tell you this will not pass muster with the constituents of the 5th District. If I tell them I voted to pay 40% more for a parcel than it's worth. I don't know about anybody else's constituents, but mine can probably do that math quite nicely and know what things are worth.
Mr. Bell,
thank you,
no
Mr.
audience
President.
Participation. Please, no audience participation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Bell,
the last time I checked, when I was elected, is that I think we're representative of all constituents of this county, not just the district. And this district was actually my district for quite a while. I grew up in the neighborhood, went to Delaware High School, was the fire chief at the fire station at the base of this along West Avenue. And I wholeheartedly support this. With the redistricting, Councilman Street, who always represented that area and others. We did it together, Councilman Smiley, all of us together. But you have to support something that is going to improve the quality of life and the property value. We talk about property value along Route 9. Leaving that next to our new facility will help to lower property value, including our own. Special services brought out that the property outlined in the blue could be part of walkable, bikeable paths to get to the library for our youth, whether they're seniors, whoever wants to visit there, but they visit safely. So to not have that ability for the sidewalks and the paths and the bikeways to continue through that property safely into this complex, it's just not right. I asked in committee today, I said, what do we pay for the rental property on Limestone Road at the entrance to Carousel Park? What did we pay for that to make the entrance larger and to rid ourselves of a rental property that wasn't the best appearing on Limestone Road? No one can give us the answer to that. So I submit to you tonight that not only is it the right thing to do to buy this property, but we should treat the entire Newcastle County the same, whether you live in other districts or whether you live where I grew up in Newcastle. And it's important that we send a message loud and clear that our mission is not only to build a beautiful library and opportunity center, but to rehabilitate, to raise the property values along Route 9, and to invest in our communities there, an area that's been underserved for years. I will be supporting this place.
Thank you, Councilmember. Please, thank you. Mr. Holland.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know that the appraisal has been mentioned a couple of times by my colleagues here this evening. As a co-sponsor of the legislation, I did ask, after reviewing the legislation, for the proof of the appraisal in speaking to the county attorney, and I was advised that the appraisal was $188,000 that has been mentioned here this evening. And as a matter of fact, this afternoon, I had suggested to the county attorney that the appraisal should be made available, not necessarily to make it public, but to make certain that those council members who did not trust the county attorney, that they could see it. I looked around the room this evening just to see if the county attorney is not, it would be in the room. He's not in the room. However, the county solicitor is here, who does not have that copy. But as recent as this afternoon, I did see the appraisal, and it is, I can testify that it is $188,000. And the fact that some council members don't even believe me, but I think if that is the issue, that at least we can certainly make certain that that appraisal is made available for council members to see for themselves. But I think the real issue here is not so much what someone else would pay for that particular piece of property, it's how much value is it to us. What is the value of that property to Newcastle County when we're investing over $20 million like in any other business transaction? I do not believe that because this particular property holds that value to us, that it's going to automatically mean that if you go two blocks over across the street, that there's going to be a buyer that's going to invest more than what that property is valued to them. We're not buying a house here. There's not a lot of options that we have. If someone is buying a house or a business or any other thing along the Route 9 corridor, there are far more options than what we have. We've already made a promised a $20 million plus investment on a site that contains a blighted piece of property that means that we don't want that little shed or that little shack. We don't want that business. What we want is a wholesome site for a library, for an innovation center, and to protect the investment that we're already committed to make here. So by spending a few dollars more to invest to protect a $20 million investment, I think that's what's at stake here. And how much is that value to us? Not how much that value is into the current owner, but how much is that value to us to protect the investment that we're making?
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Councilmember Street. Mr. Boyle, could you go back to your picture?
Mr. Red, I'm sorry.
Because I quite frankly resent the comment that was made about what the folks in the 5th District would tell somebody. Because see, in the 5th District, they got a Newark Library. In the 5th District, they can walk from the Newark Library to Newark High School, where there's a library. In the 5th District, they can walk from the Newark Library to University of Delaware Library, which is the best library in the state. But see, in District 10, they took all our schools. They turned Delaware High School into an elementary school and then made it a junior high school. They closed Rose Hill School, where we would have had a library. They tore down Dunleavy School, where we would have had a library. They did away with Northside School, where we could have had a library. So anybody who thinks they can have three libraries and I can't have one is something fundamentally wrong and unfair. And between the three libraries I just named in Newark, there's not a damn thing in there between the Newark Library and the University Library that looks anything like that property up there on Hillview Avenue.
Let me say to the audience, this may or may not be your first time in this esteemed council. I've asked you twice to abstain from cheering and jeering. Please, we're taking care of your business, and be respectful and honor the president's, the chair's request not to cheer or jeer or boo or participate in that kind of thing. Lastly, if it happens again at a certain level, I will clear the room so we can take care of this business. You see, these are passionate concerns. These are real concerns. According to the rules of this august body, this has not in the past been tolerated, will not be tolerated tonight or in the future. Is everyone clear? You can clap for that. Is everyone clear?
Yes, Mr. President.
All right. Mr. Redder and Mr. Sheldon, then Councilmember Dillon. Thank you for your cooperation. Mr. Redder.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to make a statement, and then I'd like to ask Councilman Street something afterwards, if that's all right. And there's been a lot of, probably about 6 months ago or so, Councilman Street and I, we sat right at his desk there, and he goes, "I don't know, what do you think?" I said, "About what?" He said, "About the library." I said, "It's going to pass." We had 13-0. That was the vote for the library. He was worried about it. And I backed him wholeheartedly on it. I still do. The other is, I'd like to tie this Route 9 corridor in a little later on another subject, which has been talked about for a long time, that I sat at a lot of meetings. And they're saying about the blight of Route 9 and the economic, well, it goes a little further than this past year or so. The other thing I'd like to say is, I want you to know the odds. Is it 4 to 5 odds?
Even money.
Okay, you got it. I'm backing him. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Sheldon.
Yes, I just wanted to let everybody know that I've heard Limestone Road was bought and I don't know if tore down. We actually own that property. It's still a house, and we're making money on it. There's a difference here. I mean, there's facts are straight, and you just can't make up your own facts. We do own that building and making money on the rental property of it. So I just wanted to make that stuff clear, too. The second part, the library is being built. I don't know why we keep bringing up the library not being built. It's being built. They're digging ground right now. And I'm looking at the picture right now. I see 3 code violations. Why is that not being done? We have police officers here that we're hearing that there's prostitution there. I would beg the co-chairs of public safety to have a special meeting on this particular place that there's prostitutes, there's guns. There was a murder right down the street from here. Let's not forget that. So I think we need more policing there, which nobody's bringing up, because apparently something's wrong. We keep talking about how bad this area is and throwing money to it. I think we have a perfect example where we can try to clean some of this up. And, you know, I was actually going to vote against the own ordinance to work in my own district to show everybody the natural gas infrastructure at Carousel Park. And then I found out we're saving money. We're not spending money. Over 10 years, we're going to save over $100,000. So somebody can look at it as spending money. Somebody else can look at it and say, well, man, we're saving money. It depends on which way you're looking at this. But I'm looking at this and saying, why aren't we doing something now, not worried about buying it? It's going to be the same thing. So I want to present that out there, everybody. But we are making money on Limestone Road, renting the house out. That's all I have to say, Mr.
Thank you, Councilman Sheldon. Councilmember Diller, and then we'll call for the vote. I'm sorry, Councilman Hollins. Go ahead. Mr. Diller?
Yes. I'm just curious as to why, when we voted on the library, and I voted on the library, happy to have a library there, think it's a great idea, why this was not presented at that time. I mean, I just am curious as to why all of a sudden this thing comes to the floor, it needs to be done, and we're paying an overinflated amount for it. I mean, we knew we were building this library. I don't get this. We didn't see the appraisal, and I would, you know, I respect Councilman Hollins. I mean, I'm sure it's out there. But why this didn't happen before today you know, is a question to me. And I do think that, you know, I get the idea of blight. I'm not arguing about that. It's ugly. But my question is, why are we paying them more than it's worth, and why didn't we talk about this beforehand? Because if the owner started out at $600,000, I'm pretty sure nobody else in Newcastle County would pay him that much for this place, and you can see what it looks like. I mean, just the whole process has just not been well done, or even... It just feels like all of a sudden this thing gets pushed on us without any kind of a conversation. You knew you were building the library there. You're spending $12 million. Why wasn't this all done at once?
Anything else, Councilman? Thank you. Thank you. Councilmember Hollins, then Councilmember Street, then I'm going to call for the vote. Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think the intent was to purchase the entire site. There were three different owners there, and the negotiations have gone on for some time with the hope of buying the entire site. The fact of the matter is, on this 1/3 of an acre, that particular owner held out, and that's not unusual for that to happen when you're dealing with different property owners. And I would agree, no one would pay $600,000 for that site, including Newcastle County, and that's not what we're paying. So it's not that all of a sudden that we decided that let's go for this particular third of an acre. The fact of the matter is that we're doing negotiations that the owner of this particular site has now brought his property down to a range that we felt was of value to us. As far as the appraisal is concerned, my legislative aide did manage to get a copy of it for me. The solicitor had gone upstairs to make a copy of it. And for those members who are concerned about the appraised value, I do have a copy of it, and I would be willing to show this to members of county council who've raised a question about the appraised value, and it's right here saying $180,000.
Thank you, council member. Councilmember Streets.
Yes, Mr. President. I think the question from Councilwoman Biller is a reasonable question. And the simple answer to that is we were in negotiation. Yeah. So you couldn't, it wouldn't have been realistic to include this in the library until you were at a point where you felt you could make a settlement and then negotiate with something. And believe me, we looked at, administration looked at, and even I thought you can't eminent domain for a library, you can eminent domain for sewer, well, maybe we just need to run the sewer right through there. But at the end of the day, even if the administration had listened to that, you know, you'd have probably spent $250,000 defending it when the owner sued. So, you know, I just see this as a better way to go. And, Mr. President, I'm going to close with this. I got 41 years in public service. And the predominance of that career has been of, for, and about children. The children are our future. And some of the beneficiaries of the proposed library walked out of here before we started arguing. And I just think it's fundamentally unfair to tell them, living, some of them, living in the area where they haven't had any benefit to public service, we're going to build you something spanking brand new. It's going to be real special. And it's going to be so special that people, not just in your area, but throughout Newcastle County, are going to want to come see it. We're going to tell them you're special. This is something special for you. But you got to walk past this crap to get through it. Doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. I'm ready to call for the vote now. Any other comments or questions from council or public comment? Councilmember Diller.
All right. Councilman Street, you've convinced me. But I'm reserving the right, if those prices on Route 9 get jacked up, I'm reserving the right to say I told you so every single time we do a vote.
Accepted.
All right.
All right. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Abstain.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah.
Mr. Street?
Yes, absolutely, of course. Anything else I can add on?
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 abstain.
R15-183 is approved. Thank you all very, very much. R15-184, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that R15-184 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 15184, approving the refund of an overpayment of taxes created by an assessment appeal.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, this is an old situation back before Chrysler went under and the properties were sold. There was an appeal going on. It got drug out, and this is actually a settlement between the parties that will be a refund of $26,502.50, and I'm sure that will go a long way to save the company.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R15-184 is approved. R15-185, Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President, request R15-185 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second. Resolution 15185, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for document technology systems for annual maintenance contract for the Recorder of Deeds software for the Office of Technology in the amount of $53,000.
Councilman.
As per title.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R15-185 is approved. R15-186, Mr. Smith.
Yes, Mr. President. Request R15-186 be read by title only. Please before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 15186, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for Delmarva Power for natural gas infrastructure installation at Rockwood Park for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $194,773.05.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, this is, as it says, it's placing in the gas, natural gas infrastructure. Currently, this site and the Carousel Park have oil heat. There are times during the winter when they haven't been able to get oil. Therefore, you know, the staff up in the offices as well as some of the other facilities, they haven't had heat. Not to mention, apparently there have been some environmental issues with the blow off of the heaters with oil heat that has adversely affected some of the contents at Rockwood Park. And as Councilman Sheldon so eloquently put it, this will also end up being a financial savings. So it's both an environmental and a financial savings for Newcastle County over the long run.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Councilman Sheldon.
I just want to go back to Mr. Street. Would he come back with an ordinance to tear that building down as soon as possible and have... And this goes back to this has nothing to do with this ordinance. But
okay.
I just want to go back to we get jobs, 199, get them back to work and tear this building, blighted building down.
Since we're on it, we can tear it down. We don't need an ordinance.
Okay, then.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Sheldon?
No, I just wanted to get back at
that. Thank you. That's a great idea. Council, you have any comments or questions on 186? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
The roll call reveals 13 yes.
R15-186 is approved.
R15-187, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request R15-187 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
R15-187, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Delmarva Power for natural gas infrastructure installation at Carousel Park for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $73,184.19.
Mr. Smiley.
As per title.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call bill 13, yes.
R15-187 is approved. R15-188, Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President, I request R15-188 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 15188, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for SBA Network Services, LLC, for the installation of telemetry and all supporting antennas and equipment at the tower off of Marl Pitt Road in Middletown, Delaware, for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $55,210.
Mr. Smart.
Yes, this installation is to supplement the implementation of the new paramedic station to go into Oakletown. Odessa.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam, I'm sorry. Councilman Powers, you have a comment or question, sir?
I just want to make sure, where is this tower going on Marl Pitt Road?
The question is, where specifically is the tower going? Is there someone from administration to answer that? Or Mr. Smiley, do you know the answer to that?
Just says off Marl Pitt Road, there's already a signed lease in effect. I don't know. Unless the building tower to be the... I'm looking to see, I mean, this is replacing the one that will be torn down. This will be going on one of the existing towers. So there's a tower already there off Marl Pitt Road, and that's where this equipment will be installed. So it's not a new tower, it's just the antennas and equipment.
For an existing tower. Anything else, Mr. Powers? Mr. Bell? Council, any other questions or comments?
Just to be clear on the record,
yes.
This is for the purposes of providing vital information on sewer flow and activity.
Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
R15-188 is approved. R15-189. Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we said upstairs, this is a resolution which I gave everybody a copy for last week because it was full of a lot of information, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody had time to digest all of that. Basically, she didn't read it.
Yeah, read it, please.
You got to ask her to.
Sorry.
Point of order.
I ask that Resolution 15-189 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption. I apologize.
Second.
Resolution 15-189, joining the office of the county executive and urging the establishment of a team effort with the paramedic chief of each county with support from the Delaware Emergency Medical Services Oversight Council, DEMSOC, to initiate discussions with the Governor and General Assembly regarding a reduction in the paramedic reimbursement policy and encouraging the use of available resources to establish a public awareness campaign to discuss the implications of this funding reduction.
Thank you.
Council member.
Thank you. Okay, so last week everybody received a copy of this because there was a lot of information in it, basically going back to how the paramedic program was started, the reimbursements that we've got over the years, and how recently those are being reduced. So this is, as the title says, to give support from the administration and the council and or levy court of the three counties for the three chiefs to go in and discuss with the governor, with the General Assembly, what the effect of these reductions are going to have on each of the counties. If we keep reducing at the rate that we are at this point, the counties are eventually going to have 100% of the cost of our paramedic units, which ultimately is going to mean that we're going to have to raise taxes, because I don't see how we sustain those programs without having joint funding.
Thank you, Council Member. Any other comments from Council questions? Council Member Kilpatrick, I believe the entire Council is supporting this.
Yes, it's on behalf of all of the Council.
Thank you for the record. Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Ziller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyman?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, one absent.
R15-189 is approved. R15-190. Mr. Wyman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that Resolution 15-190 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 15-190, consenting to the appointment of Karen E. Anderson, AIA, to the Newcastle County Historic Review.
Mr. Wyman.
Yes, as per title, we had a wonderful interaction with her upstairs, and I believe there's broad support for her appointment.
Thank you, Mr. Wyman. Council, any further comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyman?
Yes.
President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1
absent. R15-190 is approved. And I move on to ordinances. Ordinance 15-099, Mr. Retta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have Ordinance 15-099 placed for the Council for consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 15-099, amend the grants budget to appropriate $250,000 in anticipated program income to the Property Maintenance Revolving Fund.
Mr. Wagner.
Thank you. Good news is we've been falling short on our monies for restoration of houses that have been burnt and in disarray that we have to tear down. And this will replace some of that money. And also, as a property maintenance, a while back we gave I think it was over $300,000+, and we're down on that also. So probably the end of this month or the next month, we're going to have to look at what we're doing here on how we're spending our monies on these properties, because we're not getting our money back as quick as we're spending it. When they go to court to make settlement on a home, it might take us 4 or 5 years or so to get part of our money back. But as Councilman Smiley said, some of the blight is falling a little closer to norm, where we should have property that looks a lot better.
Thank you, Mr. Retta. Council, any comments or questions? Councilmember Cartier.
Yeah, just to follow on Councilman Reddy's point, these when we do a demolition of a blighted property, if there's no owner to pay the bill for the demolition, we lien the property, awaiting future sale of it, recover those funds, and revolve them in the fund to continue this abatement process of blighted properties. And what Councilman Reddy was relating is, you know, we have a tremendous amount of these blighted properties in the county. We're aggressively removing them because of the detriment and adverse impacts in neighborhoods. And the scale of it, I think, is a lot bigger than anybody imagined in the wake of the recession and the housing crisis. So this money is appropriated into that revolving fund to help maintain the fund and continue the process. But we will eventually revolve money back as real estate is sold and liens are cleared and money returned to the revolving fund.
Any other comments, Council, questions? public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardinale?
Yes.
Mr. Dillon?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Ordinance 15-099 is approved. Ordinance 15-100, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that Ordinance 15-100 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution, or Ordinance 15-100, amendment grants budget appropriate state funding of $216,712.85 to the FY 2016 Fund to Combat Violent Crime Grant to the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Bell.
Yes, Mr. President. Our Department of Public Safety has been awarded state funding, which will be used primarily for overtime patrols in high crime areas, for police training, buy money, and to purchase essential police equipment. If this ordinance were approved this evening, it would be an increase in the authorized spending authority of the grants budget by $216,712.85.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Council, you have any comments or questions? Co-chair Street.
Mr. President, briefly, I think that, you know, this $216,000 grant is indicative of the continued successful work of our grant writer and the continued success of the department to be compliant in bringing in grants and combating violent crime. It certainly enhances our ability to reduce crime and address the violence that is plaguing the entire county.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Anything else, Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Council, comments, questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call vote 13, yes.
Ordinance 15-100 is approved. Ordinance 15-101, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 15-101 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15-101, amend the grants budget, realign federal funds of $46,158.08 in the FY 2015 Home Investment Partnership Program, HOME, grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes, Mr. President, we did have adequate discussion, I believe, this afternoon at the Finance Committee meeting concerning this particular ordinance, and I believe that was sufficient.
Any other comments or questions from Council? Seeing none, any public comment? Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
The roll call vote 13, yes.
Ordinance 15-101 is approved. Ordinance 15-102, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 15-102 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15-102, amend the grants budget, realign $593,367.74 of federal funds and be authorized $12,684.84 in program income within the FY 2015 Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, which is administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, we did have adequate discussion, I believe, on this particular allocation at the Finance Committee meeting this afternoon.
Comments, questions, council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call vote 13, yes.
Ordinance 15-102 is approved. Ordinance 15-103. I am the chief sponsor of this particular legislation and move that for consideration and adoption of Ordinance 15-103.
Second.
Ordinance 15-103, amend the FY 2016 approved operating budget appropriate $150,000 from the general fund tax stabilization reserves to the Office of Economic Development to fund an environmental study.
Proposal. Are there any comments or questions? Councilmember Weta. Councilmember Smiley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before, on the last ordinance that Councilman Street had for the property end of Light, I said I would tie that in with this ordinance. And what this ordinance here, not this particular way it is written now, but probably a couple of years ago, and even before that, before I got involved, the ILA's been trying to get the Port of Wilmington that they're presently at now updated to where they can compete with other people. And we have a small port down there, and it's not easy because the other ones are sinking millions of dollars into their ports and improving them, and plus they're building new ones. What this study is for is to find out if it's viable enough for us to go and expand on a new area and tie these two ports together. The blight that I was talking about, if this takes hold and we start to build on a new area, the blight on Route 9 and in that area all up and down Route 9, you won't see it because you're going to have a lot of investors come in because they'll want it, private investors, not public investors as a county or a state. Private investors will be coming in and they'll be wanting to build stuff there. They want to be able to build stores, put new developments in, change things around, and it's going to be a shot in the arm for the whole state. Not only for the ILA, but also for the contractors that are going to have to come in and do the work, whether they're union or non-union. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of money. It's not going to be done overnight, but there'll be thousands of jobs out there that we need. I mean, we're losing different companies left and right, and this is one company that, the way I'm looking at it, for $150,000, it's a good investment, and we need it. And, you know, there's some friends of mine that work down there, and they know about what's going on. Not only the friends I have in here, but also the ones that are down there that you don't see them publicly. But the two gentlemen that are here to represent the ILA that I've been dealing with are wholeheartedly got their whole hearts into this. And they've done a lot of work. They reached out to consultants, and with this, if this thing goes through, the private owner of this land that we're talking about already has people lined up to come in and invest money for him, not counting the ones on Wall Street that have been talked to. So I think this $150,000 is not a bad investment because it's not only us, it's the city, and there's some state money. I believe it amounts up to about $500,000 total. But this is our little take on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Weta. Mr. Smiley and Mr. Wyatt.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to offer an oral amendment to ordinance number 15-103 at this time, please.
Proceed.
The sixth whereas clause. Whereas before any such expansion effort can move forward, an environmental site assessment and study must be performed to determine the extent, if any, to which environmental challenges may exist at the site. The amendment is, after site, it would say, listed on Newcastle County Parcel View as parcel number 210220002, semicolon, and.
Mr. Smiley, could you repeat that?
Sorry. Yes,
sir, please.
After the word site, it would say listed on Newcastle County Parcel View as parcel number 210220002, and then the semicolon and the end would continue to the next whereas.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilmember Weiner.
Yes. I was...
Can we vote on the amendment, please?
Need a second on that motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Okay. And
I have a question on the amendment.
Ms. Smiley, do we have a question?
Yeah, just in continuing, I just wanted to say I appreciate the administration's willingness to go on the record that if for some reason something happened that the funding could not be completed, that this $150,000 would return to its original place. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Street, did you have a question on the amendment? Sir?
I guess my question's untimely, so move on.
Thank you so much.
I'd still like to have a conversation with you.
My question is, based on the amendment, does that then amendment the environmental study to just that parcel, or can it extend, I think it has to extend beyond that parcel?
Yes, sir, but according to the administration and according to the map, that is the entire parcel along the riverfront.
Let it be written, let it be said.
That's what was designated by the administration to me.
I just want to make sure that, seriously, I want to make sure that the study itself is not handicapped because you're limited to a parcel number.
Well, that's why I asked, but that is the entire parcel on the parcel view that's involved.
Yeah, for Willow Edge, yeah.
For what, and, I mean, the document itself listed as for River Edge.
Yeah.
And that is the parcel number for that entire stretch listed as River Edge.
Thank you. Mr. Hollis, did you have your hand up? Sir?
I did, I guess, because to say that this parcel number represents River's Edge, but it goes back to, I believe, the concern that Councilman Street has, would it also handicap just to River's Edge, or could it also be used for anything with the existing port expansion at that site? So my understanding of what you're saying, Councilman, is that the parcel number for River's Edge is this particular number that you gave, the 2100, et cetera.
Yes, sir.
Does not, this parcel number does not apply to the existing port at all.
Right, and the existing port, I think we need the state's approval to go in there to do anything anyway. Mm-hmm. But, right. Yes, this is that parcel number is the parcel to which we've been discussing all day and previously. That is the entire parcel where the projection for the new port is.
Thank you.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes, I'm very appreciative of the debate, deliberations, exchange of thoughts that have taken place both upstairs and down here on Ordinance 15-103. I look forward to supporting the ordinance. Newcastle County needs to take the lead in encouraging this public-private partnership. $150,000 is a relatively small sum to potentially leverage a huge return for our future.
Thank you, Council. Councilmember.
Do we need to vote on the amendment before we go into any
further? We already have.
We did.
Thank you for your support.
So we voted on that. Public comment, I'm sorry. Councilmember?
Yes.
Kilpatrick.
And I put a lot of things on the record upstairs, and since then we've had a variety of conversations and a couple of emails from different people that are involved in this. And what I had said upstairs is that I would support the $150,000 going over there if we made sure that we were investing with the other people, so that as we are looking at this comprehensively, what I would like is to know that before we spend this $150,000, that we are absolutely sure that we know what has already been done. I really don't want to do an environmental study if one has been done. But since I'm hearing that it has been and other people are hearing that it has not been, I think that we need to be very, very clear as to where we are, because $150,000 is a lot of money, maybe not in relationship to our entire budget, but it is a lot of money, and I think that we do not need to waste it. So we just need to be very, very clear that we know where every other entity is in their studies, and that we either help them if they're short on money and it's going to include River Edge, or that we know absolutely that we have to have that.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Mr. President. No, I'm sorry.
Mr. Bell, then, unless you want to yield to Mr. Street.
I will yield to Mr. Street.
Mr. Bell is yielding to you, Mr. Street.
Well, Mr. President, I'm going to repeat some things, but for purposes of this, I think it's important to reiterate that basically the city's infrastructure has been destroyed. We're the only city in the United States of America where the city as a city does not have any control, authority, or influence over the educational destiny of its own children. From the January 9, 1978 school desegregation order, we closed half the schools in the city of Wilmington. When the Christiana Hospital was built, we lost two hospitals in the city of Wilmington. We talked about the impact of General Motors and Chrysler moving out. I think that the news journal and the radio station and the TV station moving out, all of which are vital parts of the infrastructure, there's only one thing still standing, and that's the port. And I have said publicly over the last 2 years that as the port goes, I think that's how the city's going to go. If the port is allowed to be enhanced, be rebuilt, be revitalized, be expanded, then there's an opportunity for the city to thrive, for the county to thrive, for the state to thrive. And it is 150,000 miles, but compared to our budget, it's only 150,000 miles. And our 150,000 miles is relevant to whatever the city may do, because you can be assured if we vote it down, the city is probably going to respond in kind. On the other hand, if we vote it up, the city's probably going to more than likely vote it up. And finally, which I didn't say today, you know, Ash and Kamoka have been leading this for the last couple of years. And tonight, Councilman Holland, you and I are the sponsors. Fact of the matter is, we're not going to benefit from this. And, you know, Kamoka and Ash, they're not going to serve it like, just like I am, where I was saying in the comparable age, they don't need the retirement. It's all about the future. It's all about making sure that the young guys with families, they're here tonight, that they've got something left and something to work with and something that they can bring some of the other younger people along with. We're not going to be the beneficiaries. I benefited immensely from the port from 1969 to 1974. Every time I was broke down the University of Delaware, somebody would let me on, get on either meat chip or banana boat or coconut. Somebody let me do something so I could eat. I benefited immensely from that, and I'd like to see a lot of other people benefit the way I did. But the warriors for this are not going to be the beneficiaries. The beneficiaries are going to be the people that we're targeting to benefit, to build this city, to build this county, to build this state. And so for that reason, $150,000 is, in my opinion, well worth the investment. And again, still being employed at a racetrack, you can call it gambling, or you can call it investing. But you're putting up $150,000 and you're actually chasing billions, but the odds are very, very likely that you'll succeed. At the end of the day, if and when the study's done, we'll know whether or not we can build on River Edge or not.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Mr. Bell and then Mr. Powers.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think it bears mentioning, because we have a large attendance here tonight, that your membership, as well as your leadership that was in attendance at the committee today, and it was a lengthy committee meeting, but we learned a lot in that committee, and the members and leadership that was there this afternoon did a great job in representing these folks and bringing their point home. Economic development, we're all committed to it. This is a viable solution for the future to create job opportunities, employment opportunities. this is the right thing to do for this council, and it's the right time to do it. So I will be supporting it after the presentation, what I've heard this afternoon. You know, it is the right thing to do, and let us begin.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Mr. Powers.
Yeah, I think this, in fact, if it does happen, it'll affect the whole county and a lot of the states. I would like to be a co-sponsor on this. With how some of the stuff that's being said with what the state's going, this will make sure we're going at the right site. And what was said by some today about the environmental problems, we'll know if there really is an environmental problem. So this is putting the horse before the cart, and I would like to co-sponsor.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Councilmember Sheldon is going to be a co-sponsor as well. Please note that for the record. Councilmember Holland is one of the co-sponsors.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did have a very robust and I think good debate this afternoon, and I'm pleased that it seems that we will not have to repeat that verbatim tonight, and I sense that some of the people here probably want to go home, and I sense to me that most council members have learned from what we discussed this afternoon, and hopefully that's going to result in a positive vote in another few minutes here.
Thank you, co-sponsor. Co-sponsor Street, you like having anything else to say before I call for the vote?
No, he's right. Everybody wants to go home.
Including us. Councilmember.
I'm with you, bud. I got all night. Councilmember Dillard.
Yeah. I'm not sure this is going to succeed. Got to be honest. Talked to the gentleman in the back. Told them that. I think New Jersey is way ahead of us. But if you think you can do some kind of niche work in terms of containers, that's fine. I'll vote for this, but I am just not sure that we can compete against New Jersey. I just don't think we can.
Thank you, Councilmember. Finally, Councilmember Retta.
Yes, I know personally the sponsor over in New Jersey who's looking at Chambers Works. And he's done a lot of lip service over there about Chambers Works, about how fast they're going to do it. They still have to go through the environmental, because yeah. Chambers Works is really a really bad place. You know, when you have your workers go every month and every 3 months to get their ears checked, their lungs checked, because of a lot of lead being in there, and you know, a lot of people that work there, they have a high death rate of cancer. So with that, you know, I can't see them less than 5 years getting anything done over there, and maybe longer than that. If we sit on our hands, it's going to take us that long too. But I think we got to get off our butts and start working and put people to work. Thank you.
You're welcome. Councilmember Cartier.
Yes, very briefly. I'm probably one member of county council looks at the Delaware River from his home every day. Every day, container ships go north to ports in Philadelphia. We have a competitive advantage being at the headwaters of the Delaware River, the headwaters of the Delaware Bay. In April 2016, the expansion of the Panama Canal will be complete, and we're going to have a dramatic increase in shipping traffic.
Right.
We should be able to capture some of that, given our
10%
locational competitive advantage. This investment in the environmental study will help that process to create a port expansion so we can take advantage of our locational advantage. I don't care. When you talk about Paulsboro is way up by Philadelphia, okay? We are literally hour and a half south by ship, by the speed of a ship. So we have an advantage. We should be taking advantage of it, and we should move this forward. Councilman Monahan used the right term. The county needs to lead and push this process forward. We not only have River's Edge, we now have a potential port in Claymont. I learned today that there's some interaction that could go on between these two sites regarding dredge spills, which is a new fact for me. So let's take this forward, let's make a vote, and make it happen.
Councilman Smith. I'm going to be quick. Oh, my God. I'm going to support this. I think I made that known, but I got to tell you. And I spoke to some people upstairs and told them, you know, my heart, I always go to the fiscal note. So I'm going to support this $150,000. But all this we got to do, I got to tell you now, it's giving me financial heartburn. I don't think there's a roll laid out that's going to help. So let's give them let's do the 150, hope it works out, and hope all these people with the big money who I've never met decide to come in and get this thing going. And Mr. Guy wants to speak, and I hope, I have no problem with him saying we.
Mr. Guy, you want to speak before I call for the vote? Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm here on behalf of Tom Gordon, County Executive. And there's a couple of points that we wanted to share with you. This bill is really very simple. All it does is transfers $150,000 from tax stabilization reserves to the grants and fixed charges line in the Office of Economic Development. That's all it does. It's a very simple transfer that we've done 1,000 times. The real issue is, why are we doing it? And everybody's crystal clear, the purpose of having this money moved is so that we can do an environmental study on a particular piece of property that's south of the Delaware Memorial Bridge. And we really need information so that the feasibility of this project grows. And so with that in mind, when that amendment was made, having been a councilman, what happens sometimes is if you over-restrict the use of money, you can sometimes defeat your whole purpose for moving the money. And I would have preferred if it said on or about parcel number ... because sometimes when you're doing a feasibility study in an area, you may have to go out into the water to where the line is, and you might have to go a little bit across the line as you're doing the feasibility and around the edges of adjacent property, not to be on the adjacent property, but a sense of that area as a focus. So on or about is kind of the term you use when you don't want to over-restrict. I hope that does not come to be a problem. Number four, this is important that we're doing this now, because Newcastle County is part of a group of people that's trying to provide leadership. If you all recall, we all agreed, administration and council, that we wanted to start to get into the economic development business. And it's a difficult business to get in, and we had originally hoped not to have to spend any money. But sometimes you got to put up seed money. But it's good when you have partners that agree. So the city said they'd put up $150,000. Mayor Williams, President Gregory, State Representative Potter, and Senator Henry said they had $200,000. And some of the county council legislative members, along with the county exec, said they were going to try to get county council to be part of this team so that nobody has all of the risk, right? And so this is just our effort to try to get our piece together. Now, the thing I want to tell you is I recently... Oh, okay. I met with the person who's the commander of the Army Corps of Engineers that covers this whole East Coast, and I asked him frankly, I said, look, I said, there's competition with ports, and you've heard about all the people who said they're going to have a port. Is there enough room for everybody to have a port? He said there's so much work going to come from the Panama Canal and West Coast that the issue isn't, is there enough room? He said, there's plenty of room. He said, the next issue is, who has the best location to distribute that stuff out to the Midwest? Well, that's what we have. That's how we've been blessed. We are the distribution point. We're right smack in the middle, and if we use that General Motors site, we kill everybody on distribution. So that's what the county exec, that's why he supports the vision from the longshoremen, and he's hoping we all collectively try to make it happen. Sometimes you got to take a chance to win.
Appreciate it, Mr. Guy. Thank you.
Mr. Chair? Mr. President?
I'm trying to figure out who was clapping.
I did it.
You've been clapping all night long. And Sherry Congo, Ruth Baker. I see you.
Let's try to kill a fly.
Let's do this right quick. Come on.
Mr. President? I'd like to make a motion for an amendment to add the words on or about as suggested by Deputy CAO.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. We'll call. Before we call the roll, let me say that Senator Margaret Henry did submit in writing her support for this ordinance, and as the lead sponsor, I believe this is a smart and moral investment to begin the process of job creation, economic security, and crime reduction in the city and in the county. And therefore, I now call for the vote.
Ready to
vote? The roll.
Yes.
Hold on a second, please.
Call the roll.
All right, Madam Clerk, would you please read it in for the record with the as amended.
Ordinance 15103 is amended by oral amendments number 1 and number 2. Amend the FY 2016 approved operating budget. Appropriate $150,000 from the general fund tax stabilization reserves to the Office of Economic Development to fund an environmental study.
Thank you. I move that ordinance 15-103 as amended be considered and adopted as read.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Ms. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 15. Ordinance 15-103.
So they got you because they leave it anyway.
You all, you clear the house, you all. Good night. Thank you. Ordinance 15-103 is approved as amended.
Who never did that?
What did they call us?
I said they got you. They got you anyway because they got you because they was leaving anyway.
Ordinance 15-104. Is that Mr. Hollins or Ms. Diller?
Ms. Diller. That's me.
Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that 15-104 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 15-104, amend the grants budget appropriate $22,000 in funds from the Centers for Disease Control through the Nemours Health and Prevention Services to the FY 2016 Partnership to Improve Community Health, PICH, grant to be administered by the Newcastle County Department of Community Services.
Yes, we talked about this in the last community services meeting. This is just the second year of the grant.
Thank you. Comments or questions from council? Public comments. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Ordinance 15-104 is approved. Ordinance 15-105, Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. President. I move the ordinance 15-104, 105, excuse me, be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15105 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 38 Utilities, Article 2, Sewers and Sewage Disposal, Division 38.02.500. Sewer services charges regarding the user classification categories used to identify Class B general industrial commercial users for sewer billing purposes.
Councilman Michelle.
Yes, Mr. President, thanks. To say it in a nutshell, all this does is update the codes and the classifications from 1987 to now. The last rendering was 1972, and actually with this manual and with the code upgrading the commercial users for the sewer billing purposes, it's still back to 1987, which is going from 1972 to 1987. That's the newest updates on all the commercial users for sewer and billing purposes.
Thank you, Councilman. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyatt?
Yes.
Present the roll call, Bill 13. Yes.
Ordinance 15-105 is approved. Ordinance 13-046. Mr. Rep.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have ordinance 13-046 placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13046, revised zoning map, White Clay Creek 100, west of Stanton, Christiana Road, State Route 7, west side Frontage Road, south of Ogletown Road, State Route 4, and north of Churchman's Road. 9.13 acres from BP Business Park to CR Commercial Regional.
Mr. Retta.
Thank you. We had the applicant here at the last meeting, land use meeting, and what this is where the SPCA is down on Route 4. To the left of where the SPCA is, you have a couple hotels, motels, and restaurants. To the right, you have a place called Eats, and then further on down from that, we had a rezoning on that, and that is commercial also. So what this is just basically fitting in the piece of the pie right there in the middle, and we have Royal Farms is going to go in down there, and a couple of, it could be either an office building or a restaurant, and it'll be in the back. So it's basically where it is, and the probable building that's going on down there.
Thank you, Mr. Redder. Council, do you have any comments or questions? In the public, I'm sorry. Councilman Street, I see your hand.
I wasn't here, but I'm concerned as to what discussion, if any, is taking place regarding traffic.
Mr. Redder, did we talk about traffic at all?
As far as I know, it passed.
There's a traffic.
That's what I was told. If there's the applicant here.
Applicant here.
Somebody.
Please, I see him in the back. Please come and address Mr. Street's question.
Thank you, Mr. President, member of council, John Tracy from Young Connolly, Stargett & Taylor here on behalf of the SPCA, who's the owner and the developer of the property. This project went through a traffic operational analysis through both DLDOT and Newcastle County. It passed. We're doing improvements to the entrance drive there at the Frontage Road and Route 7, and we're contributing to DLDOT safety improvements that are going to be on Churchman's Road.
Street.
Well, they've done it, you know, but common sense, the dogs and cats wasn't doing no driving. So, you know, whoever's going to occupy it now, they're not going to be similarly situated, and traffic's already terrible around here.
Mr. Wyatt.
Thanks. I just want to drill down a little bit. When you say the traffic operational analysis passed, could you elaborate?
Yes, the DLDOT We started by asking for a traffic impact study waiver because this area has already been the subject of a number of traffic studies. The process is, well, before we can decide whether or not we can give you that, you need to do a traffic operational analysis, which is essentially almost a traffic impact study. We were required to study a number of intersections in different directions like you would on a traffic impact study, and that identified whether or not a waiver was appropriate. In this instance, a waiver was appropriate under the terms of the UDC, provided that we contributed to any improvements that were identified in our proportionate share. And again, DelDOT is running a big project on Churchman's Road, and we were asked to contribute to that improvement. The rest of the stuff we're doing on our own, as I mentioned, the intersection improvement at the frontage road in Route 7, we're responsible for that. There may be another contributor. Mr. Redda mentioned there was another recent rezoning just down the road. They may have to contribute to that. I don't know, but we're the ones that identify the improvement.
Okay, just for the record, is there a memorandum of understanding or a compact between Newcastle County and DelDOT on this traffic shed?
DelDOT identified it through the course of the Churchman's Crossing studies as well as other examinations that this would qualify as what would be known as a TID, Transportation Improvement District. That would be the basis for allowing us to proceed with the traffic operational analysis, but we were still required to study it ourselves, do traffic counts at the intersections, and identify what improvements we were needing that we would participate in.
And just for the record, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but once we have a TID status, then it doesn't require any particular applicant to improve intersections so that every operational intersection within the scope operates within LOSD or no worse than its existing LOSE or F, but instead that you are contributing fair share to the ultimate resolution of traffic congestion within that defined TID.
Correct. And it's you know, if the issue comes up as still a deficient level of service, you can move forward as long as there's been an identified improvement, typically by DelDOT, as is in the case in this instance, that you can then contribute towards.
Right. And I just want to make that as a matter of record, because many folks don't understand, with the adoption of the new DelDOT regs, how the new TOA TID works. It's not the same as the old TIS.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about all the acronyms.
It's late. You probably heard enough acronyms tonight.
Anything else for the Mr. Tracy?
My comment is this. Councilman Weiner is right. I don't have the kind of familiarity with the terms in previous versus now. What I do know is if you go down out of the city, out of Mound Avenue, at the point where you get to Limestone Road, it generally takes you from 4 o'clock to 5 something to get from there to the mall on the weekends. And it'll be that way from now through the New Year as we go through the holiday season. And this new restaurants, whatever they're going to put there, is only going to make it worse. So regardless of the terms of technology, what was, what is, it's overwhelming traffic now, and this is going to just cause additional gridlock.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Mr. Water.
Thank you. Maybe John Chase can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that people going to like Royal Farms or to a restaurant, it's about a 5 or 10% increase in traffic. Normally, your people that have gone to past a restaurant or like Royal Farms or Wawa or something like that, they generally gone that way anyway, so they'll either stop in, but you know, go to the restaurant or get gas or convenience store, but the increase is only about 5 or 10%. Now, they can correct me on that if I'm wrong or not.
I wouldn't venture to guess into the numbers. I don't know those numbers off the top of my head. There's obviously a lot of pass-by traffic that would be going through the area that just would assume to stop there, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you what the increase is from a percentage basis.
And
Mr. Street, thank you. Any other?
comments or questions for Mr. Tracy? Seeing none, thank you.
Mr. Webb, you ready to call for the vote? Ready for the vote. Council, any comments or questions? Seeing none, public comment. Madam Clerk, please call. Poll vote. This would be a poll vote as well as 14132, which is the next ordinance. This would be a poll vote. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
I will be voting yes. I am voting yes, not will be. I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendations of our land use department. In addition, I believe it provides some needed infrastructure in the area that is well-traveled and utilized as far as restaurants, medical, and other facilities, and with no service stations. So you don't have to put all that down, but I'm voting yes.
Mr. Bullock?
I'm voting yes. The land use supports it, and the recommendation is good enough for me, so I'm voting yes.
Mr. Cartier?
I am voting yes based on a positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Ms. Dillon?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting yes in support of the recommendations from Land Use Department.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Powers?
I'm voting yes by the recommendation of the land use and the character of the area, and it needs a gas station there.
Mr. Retta?
I'm voting yes to agree with land use because it does fit in with the piece of the puzzle there.
Mr. Sheldon?
I'm voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of the planning board and land use.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of land use.
Mr. Street?
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
I'll be supporting land use on the positive recommendation. I'm voting yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Based upon the affirmative recommendation by both the planning board and the land use department, I'm voting yes.
Mr. President, roll call vote 12 yes, 1 not voting.
Ordinance 13-046 is approved. Ordinance 14-132.
Mr. President. Mr. President, thank you. I move the ordinance 14-132 be read in and tabled.
Second.
Ordinance 14132, revised zoning map, Mill Creek Hunter, West Side Green Bank Road, north of Kirkwood Highway, State Route 2, and south of Orsini Lane. 0.33 acres from NC 6.5 Naval Conservation to CN Commercial Neighborhood, and 0.21 acres from Commercial CR Commercial Regional to CN, and to amend the 2012 Comprehensive Plan Consistent.
Ordinance 14-132 is tabled. Ordinance 15-024, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. This ordinance we've ended very well upstairs. Land use prepared an excellent.
Read it in.
Read it in, please.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I was following Janet's lead.
Wow, that's a first.
Madam Clerk.
That's right. I know. I'm totally out of that. Madam Clerk, please read the ordinance and present the council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 150242, to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 40, Unified Development Code, or UDC, Section 40.31.13 of deed restriction changes, and Appendix 1, application and claim requirements to streamline and improve the deed restriction change process.
Okay, Ms. Second.
You can tell it's late. We're moving fast.
Yeah.
Again, we vetted this very well upstairs. Land use prepared a very thorough and presentation that we went over up there. We answered most of the questions. It's basically house cleaning. I thank council to council for helping draft this. And have any questions?
Question for the sponsor. Comments. Public comments. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cardinal.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Mr. Patrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Yes. Ordinance 15-024 is approved. Anything on item J? Item K. Public comment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have. Thank you. Good night.
No.
I haven't had one for 3 months. I thought they took everybody. Mine's been gone for about 3 months.
See, now you're changing what you said.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw
it. Yeah, it's good.
That's what we do there. We eat.
That's a major change.